Good afternoon, everybody. I go from China Aircraft University. The topic I speak is climate change in China, semi-annual region, and plateaus, showing data adaptation. Everything now, as the climate change has warmer, and intensity and spatial distribution of rainfall also changes. So, water determines the change of dry and wet climate on the ground and the natural conditions is precipitation and vapor transportation. So global warming and precipitation relation changing drier and wetter climate, which will have a significant impact on the agricultural productions, global distribution, and ecological development, especially in the semi-arid area in China. So, how we respond to the climate change? So we trying to improve our understanding of space and temperature of climate and the cause of climate change in similar in China. The region we research is in the Mongolia. So we calculate the climate terms. It's the climate factors change with the years. And second is the humidity index calculated by the precipitation and vapor transport. Nation and the sensitive analysis is calculated the ET zeros affected by the which climate factors. So, and this region is the most daily. Daily means minimum and mass temperature change and each month in the February is temperature increase very quickly in these regions. This is distribution in and Mongolia, and this place is temperature increase really quickly. Yeah. And this is factor, this is temperature, and this is the vapor, and the days of years. So this place is temperature increase quickly in this mood. The precipitation changes in the mood. In the summer, the precipitation decreases. And this is the ET zero is declared in May and June. This is the humidity index trace in is older and Mongolia the humidity index is declared, yeah, and all this. This is the scientific analysis. And the West regions show the highest scientific coefficients of temperature and wind speed. The scientific coefficients of relative humidity increase gradually from the west to east. In Mongolia, the scientific coefficients is the temperature is the higher than the relative humidity. And the next is wind speed and sunshine house. And this is a contribution later analysis. What caused the ET zero changes? And every move is different. In the winter, temperature, this is wind. Wind is the dominant factors. So the temperature and relatives show the positive contribution to the latest. And the wind speed shows positive contributions later. So you find in Mongolia be kind of warmer and drier in past 50 years. So how we response to the climate change? In the Mongolia, the main crops is potatoes and sunflowers and other spring wheat. So we use the two fields to research this response. First is change the microtopography, improve the water use efficiency, and use the lay water harvest. Second is adjust the crop sowing data, make the full use of climate resource changes. And this is field experiment. This is the CK plot without much. And this is the ledge field map, plot field map, this one. And this treatment is plot field map, the regions and the follows. So this one is no field match. We use this to have the lay water and to the follows. Because in this place, the precipitation only 350 millimeters. So we plant the potato in the follow. The in the field very much feel the chill, the temperature increase, the sweat temperature increase. Yeah, it's lake water habits treatment showed a higher biomass compared with the, compared to the CK. This is in the different development stage. This is the seeding stage. It's the tuber intention stage. And this one is the tuber bulking stage. And this is the staff accumulation stage. So this one is the higher this figure shows the soil water stage and this is CK and this one is the different Y of the ledge. And this is the potato years. The average total years and marketable years for the treatment is increased. Yeah. And increase about in this one increase about 36%. And this year increase the 15% to the 80%. Compared to CK, the water use efficient is higher than CK. So the policy fear much lesion treatment could increase the tophus soil temperature in the emerging stage, leading large higher drier biomass volumes in the early plant growth stage. Both mulching and no mulching practices increase the soil moisture. They improve the marketable potatoes yields. The motor three no mulching cheaters was best and term of the lay for harvest total years. WUE. And this is the leaf area index and dryer masses increased with the thermal times. So this is different sowing data. We do conduct four years experiment in Wuchuan experiment sessions. Yeah. About 5 different data from the later April to the early January and all this winter. Yes. This is the potato years and different sowing data. So this shows the mean yield is different, it's different in the different sowing date. The first 7 days is the year is higher than others. So the 7 days strong affect the political years, and early 7 days production was higher potatoes two years and market years. The later sowing data shortened the duration of potato growth periods, so will reduce the thermal times over growth seasons. The thermal time after sowing show a higher relationship with the potato leaf layers and drier biomass. So we can collect more water and alleviate the water deficit by large furrows, rainfall harvest techniques. Much water and health resource with the potato growth periods by adjust the sowing data and to improve the crop adaptation resilience to respond to the climate changes. So, thank you.